The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, or nudity. Viewer discretion is advised. This town needs an enema. Oh, wait, no, that's just me.
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Robbins, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Everyone, and welcome. It's 4 a.m. once again. That means it's time for the 4 a.m. podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I am your host, as always, Mr. Freeze. Joining me today is...
Brian.
Rob.
I'm Cat Piss Man.
Welcome to have you back here, Cat Piss Man. Hope you had a fun stay.
Cat. This man
sidekick,
covered in pack cat piss. Pat kiss is what I said.
Oh, we're all off the rails.
Well, I've got the headphones on. It's hard to hear. All
right. So only one will claim the night. Tonight we reviewed Batman from 1989.
Really? Only one will claim the night?
That's it. A one and only tagline. I'm pretty sure they were like, fuck it, it's Batman. We just, the posters just have the symbol.
Yeah,
we don't
fucking
need anything else. So, yeah. But, of course, directed by Tim Burton, who we, you know, definitely know from Mars Attacks.
Some shooting movies.
Yeah. Good ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, isn't it when you do a good movie?
Yes.
You gotta say some of his good movies.
So, I'm going to say Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Beetlejuice, Edward Scissorhands, Batman Returns, Ed Wood, Big Fish, Corpse Bride, and Frankie, maybe? That's on the cusp, I know, but...
I've not seen those.
They're fine. Anyway.
So we want to apologize for those of you tuning in thinking we were talking about Tim Curry's Batman. We'll have to do that another time.
We really should. I want to so much.
We're working on a script. We could do it.
I saw a clip on YouTube yesterday of Tim Curry doing a Mick Jagger impression.
Yeah. I shared that on Facebook.
Did you post that?
Yes.
Oh, it was pretty amazing.
But he didn't tag you.
So what's your personal history with this movie, guys? Let's start with you, Brian.
This movie came out in 89. I saw it in 90, probably. No, I saw this in the theater. My brother brought me. Andy brought me. Yep. Yeah, it's a dope movie. Like, this was my go-to. I even own a copy. Like, I didn't own shit when as a kid. I own a copy of this. Like, so this was amazing.
All right. Rob, have you ever seen this movie before?
So my parents never let me see this in the theater for whatever reason, but I did see it on a bootleg VHS at my friend's house, and my parents did get me the VHS afterwards, and I used to watch it all the time. Anytime I was home sick from school, it was Batman time. Batman and my Gravedigger monster truck toy. We'd be just chilling out in my living room on the couch.
All right. Joe.
I saw this in 89 when it came out. I did see it in the theaters. And then, I saw it a bunch of times after that. But, you know, throughout the 90s, I probably haven't seen it in about 20 years.
Damn.
Wow. So,
I saw this like a couple years ago.
Well, I watched part of it a couple years ago. Because I remember watching a little bit of it on Netflix. But then something happened. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, I think. You know, recently I've not had the time for movie watching that I used to, so I haven't seen this in a good 5 years maybe or so, but...
Too busy watching Baby Driver over and over again.
Yes. Anyway, I certainly saw this on a certain bootleg copy and on a VHS when Rob was watching it over and over and over again. And numerous times since then, I own a copy of this, of course, as well. So, yeah, I've seen this movie. It's had a bigger impact on my life than I realized watching it now today. But anyway, let's get into a brief history of this movie itself. It is, of course, based on the comics that is made by Bob Kane and Bill Finger. I want to give credit where credit is due there. You know what I'm talking about.
Jack Kirby?
That we'll save that for a Marvel episode.
Skin on this.
That's one battle at a time, Rob.
Hey, heroes! All right, it's all mine, or I'll break your neck.
Oh, this is a 20-year covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's called a Chocodile.
Okay, all right.
All right.
There's too many choices.
I don't know what's
bat
in there.
Bat chat is abundant.
It's bat chat today, Joe.
Oh, bat chat. I'm sorry.
Funny how this always comes up during this portion.
Oh, yeah.
So, 50,000 letters were sent to WB protesting the casting of Michael Keaton as Batman when that was originally announced. There were so many negative rumors and talks of poor production and everything going around that they hastily made a trailer for this movie that was then released to an unexpected audience, which gave it a standing ovation.
And everyone shut the fuck up.
Yes. after that, apparently ticket sales for a lot of movies went up because people were paying just to see this trailer and walking out before the movie even started. And bootleg copies were even being sold about at Comic Cons and things like that. So, you know, it got the attention it deserved.
Welcome to Good Burger.
Okay. Jack Nicholson eventually came to say that this was one of his favorite roles, but initially he was hesitant to take it, so much so that they started talking to Robin Williams into taking the part, which he readily agreed to, but they basically just used that as leverage to get Jack Nicholson, which Robin Williams was so upset by this that he refused to do anything else with the studio for quite a while, including giving up the chance to do the Riddler in Batman Forever.
Good move.
Yeah.
Didn't Jack Nicholson get his pay in
but he's got a percentage of the gross, which meant he was one of the for the long time he was one of the highest paid actors, because, you know, it instead of like taking a set cut, he got percentage of the gross of whatever the movie made, which made a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
So yeah, good for him for agreeing to take it after all. And speaking of which, Billy Dee Williams took on the role with the hopes.
Lando.
Sorry. Rando Calrissian here took on the role in the hopes that he would be called back for a sequel. He actually put in his contract that if a sequel was made, he could return as Two-Face, which obviously did not work out.
Yeah. Again, bullet dodge.
Well, yeah. They bought out his contract to get Tommy Lee Jones in there for Batman Forever, but he finally did get his chance to reprise his role as Two-Face in Lego Batman. And Tim Burton originally was saying that he wasn't too fond of this movie that he made. He said he liked parts of it, but as a whole, it was mainly boring. It's just kind of okay, but it's become a cultural phenomenon.
He don't like Batman, from what I understand.
He has later retracted that. No, he does.
I'm gonna take Tim Burton out back and slap him like a bitch.
Well, no, that was then. He has come around to enjoying it a lot more since
Tim, royalty.
Tim Burton,
well,
you could just be like, "Hey, Tim Burton, slap yourself," and he'll just.
Well, no, this is what he said. Like when the movie was in its heyday, so I think now he's like, you know what? Now that I realize I can make worse shit, this might not be so bad.
We've seen the bottom of the mountain.
Yeah. So that's a brief history of this movie. Anyone want to guess at how much money this movie cost to make?
20 mil.
30 mil.
Tough choice. I go 25 mil.
35 mil.
That was the other number I was considering.
Should have gone with it. Want to guess at how much it made?
How much money it made?
200 mil.
All of it. All of it in a bag.
You can't fit all of it in a bag. 200 mil.
I'm going to say.
It was a big bag.
In a sack.
190 million.
He's going to go 210.
200 million in a dollar.
Good call. It was 251.
You.
Well done, Joe. You sneaky bastard. All right.
Don't question my bag over here, what it can hold.
You can hold your mouth. I don't know what that means.
What?
Oh, you're going to find out.
You're going to hold your mouth on his bag? What?
Hey.
Hold his mouth on his bag.
Okay. So, where'd that money go, Joe? Who's in this?
So you got Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne slash Batman. Jack Nicholson as Joker slash Jack Napier. Wow, I can't talk. I almost called him the Japier. Kim Basinger as Vicki Vale. You got Robert Wool as Alexander Knox. Pat Hingle as Commissioner James Gordon. Billy Dee Williams as Harvey Dent. Michael Gow as Alfred Pennyworth. Jack Palance as Carl Grissom.
As himself.
Yeah, as himself. Tracy Walter as Bob the Goon. And William Hootkins as Lieutenant Eckard.
Yeah, poor Gins.
I notice you've put down Tracy Walter has returned to the podcast. Who was he before?
Bob the Goon was in City Slickers. He was Cook.
Oh, yeah.
With Jack Palance.
Correct. Yeah. Both at City Slickers.
Yep. So,
Prince.
Yeah.
Also, should probably be in the cast list.
I suppose so. May have been an oversight. But anyway, let's get into the movie, shall we?
Well, that was actually the first thing I noted as we're, like, just flying around the bat signal here. It's like music by Danny Elfman, and Prince. I'm like, that's a hell of a combo.
Yeah.
That's
all you need.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Danny Elfman, Danny Manelf did all the instrumental, like, scoring, mm-hmm. and Prince did all the, like, everything else, pretty much.
Well, you remember the Prince songs, and then, like, the Danny Elfman songs in this are iconic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I believe they were released as two separate albums, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they absolutely were.
There was the instrumental that was all Danny Elfman, and then there was the everything else that was all
the
Prince.
The one that they got radio play.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then it's been a little while.
They were both amazing, so whatever.
They both technically got radio play, because I think I did call in a request to Batman theme. At least
playing
once.
It through your Mr. Microphone does not count.
No, I called the radio station and asked them.
Yeah, listening to Prince here, it's been a little while. I forgot how vicious his falsetto is.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap, that dude can sing high.
Yeah. Apparently he has returned to his home planet, according to the DCU.
Mm.
Anyway, so, as you said, we're flying around the Bat-Signal with some awesome-ass music.
Dude, this song is, like, so good. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. It's become iconic. It's part of Batman now.
This was still firmly in that era where you could just have an extreme close-up on, like, a logo and explore its features. And while you're watching, you're like, oh, I wonder what this is going to be.
Yeah. This was before the time where it was all DNA.
Yeah.
Let's just go through blood now. Spider-Man, X-Men, all the other superhero movies, it's blood. Let's just fly through blood. This song is as iconic to me as, like, the Jurassic Park song. And, dare I say, Star Wars. For me. For me personally.
I think Star Wars, you're reaching a better audience now. But, yeah, I'm totally with you. I'm a Batman fan, and this is definitely, you know, like I said, this has become a part of Batman. This is synonymous with Batman. Like, you think Batman, you hear this song when he's doing awesome shit. At least for me. I mean, it was cemented by, we mentioned while watching this, but the animated series, which also had a version of this song. It's just fucking awesome. So, we start, it's Gotham City. It's looking pretty slummy.
Pretty much how New York looks to me.
All right.
Means nothing to our audience, but sure. But yeah, it's got a nice Tim Burton gothic feel to it, which I like. But it's also pretty nice and sleazy in its own special way.
Yeah, it had been a little while since I had seen this movie. I don't remember its plot structure very well. So I really thought we're just jumping right into the scene where Bruce Wayne's parents get killed.
On purpose.
Which, well, this is a parallel for. But I'm like, damn, I thought, you know, the Wayne family would, you know, have a little more money. And they're like trying to get a cab. And they can't. I'm like, what's wrong with the Wayne family here?
They're passing whores.
That dad is kind of shitty.
Like, yeah, that prostitute like makes a move on little Bruce there.
Grabs him right by his junk.
But yeah, he, of course, he knows just the right moves, so he stays far away from the crowded streetways and goes into a nice quiet alley that is not sketchy at all. And of course, they get jumped. These two guys are like hassling him, trying to get some money out of him. They got a gun on him.
Give me a dollar, man.
So that dude looks like Odo from Deep Space Nine, right?
You sure?
Not Otho.
Not Otho. Listen, it's such an easy mistake to make, okay? It's still within the Tim Burton franchise. And I gotta admit, while growing up, I thought the other dude was totally Bruce Willis.
Really?
I legit thought that, yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey.
He looked like him to me.
I thought he was the cabbie from Scrooged.
That I can see.
He's not Buster Poindexter.
He's not Buster Poindexter either.
He's a lot closer to that than Bruce Willis.
Yes. Listen, I was a child.
We're just going. Anyway.
We get a little clip from above. Aerial view down the alley. You see the top like this little.
See Batman the Animated Series?
Yeah, it's like they took some cells from that. They said just started work on it.
Ink blots.
I'm pretty sure Tim Burton did that himself. He just went in and drew it in. He's like.
He probably did.
Yeah, that's really the weak point with the effects in this movie. Just some of these far shots with the shadows and stuff. Like, that did not animate well.
It's just cells he took from the Black Cauldron. He's like, I'm going to get some use out of these after all.
Where was Batman in the Black Cauldron? Never mind. All right.
You couldn't see him. He was badly animated.
He put a cape on Gurgi. Gurgi? I don't remember the thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's not.
Probably get some culture.
What are you talking about?
Let's not. So Anyway, these guys are counting the money they stole on the rooftop. One of them's freaking out because he's heard stories of this evil bat creature that's flying around and attacking these people and drinking their blood and whatever. And the guy's like saying, you know, you're whacked out. Just don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's the president.
Okay.
Well, as he's freaking out, you see a silhouette behind them, like up the distance, kind of drop down.
He's like, check out my wire work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's so awesome. I'm sorry. I love this because you just, it's quiet. It's in the background.
It somehow works, even though now you're just like, that's not good wire work.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be wire work, though.
Yeah.
Well, but he's not like, he's not on a line or anything.
Yeah, but he's on his little thing on his belt.
Is he?
Yeah.
That shot.
Like at all times. I don't know. He's always on that thing on his belt.
There's nothing saying it is or it isn't, but since he can't actually fly, one would assume he's on some kind of wire here.
It's not like in the what's the dude who made Dark Knight?
Christopher Nolan.
Chris Nolan version. His cape can like he can glide with it, whatever. Yeah. This one is like he's supposed to be able to glide with it, you know. This one is just like, oh, it's some fabric.
Yeah. He's got rods in the end so he can make stretch it out.
Which he does here to freak these guys out.
He did. I was rigid.
Yeah. I love how he fucks with people, though, because they're just like, pow! And he just falls over like, well, that didn't last long.
But yeah, he shows up.
Credits start rolling.
He unfurls his wings to look all badass. They freak out for a moment. They shoot him. He drops to the ground. They start to run. And they turn around to see him like unfurling his cape again. Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of like, I said, did you not hear me the first time?
So I got to say, I might be the only one who thinks this, but I think his suit holds up still. Like, from even like from the Batman movies, Batman vs. Superman and whatever, like, the suit still holds up.
I love the suit, but you can tell
it's encumbering. Like, you can tell he can't move that well.
He cannot look up.
Yeah.
Yes. The mask especially is like super thick.
Yeah.
Like around the eyes, you can see it's like a half inch thick.
I don't know if he can move his head.
There was another thing I read. He could not move his head. He had trouble seeing because he had no peripheral vision and he could not hear. So he said that it was activating Michael Keaton, his claustrophobia, which he used for the character because it made him more withdrawn.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's, can we just talk about the Batman voice?
Well, I was going to mention that later, but all right, yeah.
Sure. We can wait till later. That's fine.
Well, whatever. He tussles around these goons is where we first get it, because he's got one held over the edge of this building, and the guy's like, you know, don't drop me. What's going on? Whatever.
Tell your friends.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to kill you. Tell your friends about me.
Who are you, man? I don't know. In this scene, it still works. Like, in this movie, it had a charm to it, whereas in the Nolan ones, it always takes you out of whatever's going on.
Like,
and you're trying to take those movies seriously, and you're like, dude, shut up.
Like, he's hamming it up in the Nolan ones. Mm-hmm. Like, it's...
I told myself I was not going to make, like, a ton of comparisons to that.
Oh, I'm going to.
Okay, if that's the case, then. I don't like the Nolan Batman movies, personally. I don't like Batman. I don't even like him as Bruce Wayne. I find them boring. For the most part. And I find the vehicle stupid. So I get that people enjoy that, but yeah, I was gonna go on a whole diatribe, but I'm just gonna say I really like Michael Keaton's Batman voice and I think it works.
Well, I mean, are any of us at the table really gonna dispute that Michael Keaton wasn't the best Batman?
I don't know.
Like, oh, because, like, I mean, he was my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, in the movie universe, he is still my favorite.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm only talking movie universe.
Yeah, we're not bringing
it. I don't know enough about animated series or anything. Because
that's Batman.
Kevin Conroy,
that's not even a contest.
But that's like, just a voice. That's, you know.
Yeah, yeah, he in reality is just like a big cowboy man, but
here's the downside is Michael Keaton was kind of responsible largely for this style of the I'm going to alter / deepen my voice as Batman, but how was he to know that it would be but taken he just to did the it extremes
it is he just now? Did it so barely.
Well, that's the thing. Here it's just this is my normal talking voice. And then when I'm Batman, I'm kind of down here.
Yeah.
As opposed to, this is my normal talking voice.
It sounds like he's trying to force out Taco Bell shits.
Through his mouth?
Yes.
I kind of always thought he was trying to do a Vin Diesel impression.
It's whatever it is. It just sounds
horrendous.
It
was like the comparison of, it was like Clint Eastwood mated with a grizzly bear.
And Jack Palance jumped in for good measure.
Jack Palance narrates it.
No. Just to clarify, are you saying that's what created the thing that makes a sound, doing that created the sound?
Both.
I'll buy
you
either.
You go with either, yeah. Now, it's fine.
I get that these movies have their fan base, and I'm not trying to take that away. But for me, I thought Ra's al Ghul was totally wasted. One of the best Batman villains there is. Completely squandered.
That's not this movie.
Yeah. I know. Well, as what is it?
I was going to get to that later during my review.
Well, we'll save that for, yeah.
All right.
If someone else wants to sponsor an episode of The Dark Knight or something. Mm-hmm. But anyway, for right now, let's focus on this one.
Slamming that do.
He's doing that do.
Oh, I don't know the proper terminology because I don't do the do.
Whatever. So, yeah, we get to see a little Batman kick his ass. These guys are now, being carted off to the hospital, and the police are trying to clean it up.
I was confused for a few seconds because the police do show up, but like for a little while there, like Batman left, and I was kind of like, he didn't bring these guys to justice or recover the stuff they stole.
Sure didn't.
Just kind of scared him and left.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it all works out in the end. The cops do show up.
Well, the cops show up. They get the guys. I assume
they'd get the loot.
Yeah, the loot's probably around there somewhere.
We don't know.
We don't know for sure, but it would make sense.
It would have been a nice little closure if you see the family and something drops in there in front of them as the wallet with money in it. Like,
meh.
Half second scene, might as well take. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, outside of Superman, we didn't really have superhero movies yet, so we don't really know.
Right.
There's not that formula.
Plus, we're intentionally trying to get away from that style of Superman with the, here's your kitten or purse or whatever that they stole. Like, this is Batman. It's just, I'm here to kick the crap out of the guys who stole it and not really helping you out, technically.
Yeah, that's fair.
I believe, some of the inspiration for this was the Dark Knight Rises? No, Dark Knight? Just Dark Knight? The Miller one?
Frank Miller?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I
fucking with names now.
Like,
I don't see that. But
I don't see.
I don't know my Batman comics.
Story wise, definitely not. But I think that was like one of the comics they showed him to get an idea of what Batman is.
Okay. All right.
So yeah. Anyway.
All right. So we meet Harvey Dent.
Yeah, he's the new district of attorney.
Yeah, and just quickly during the whole police scene, this is where we do find out that Eckhart is he's dirty and he's being paid by Grissom, mob boss in Gotham City,
and like kind of the middleman is Jack Napier,
right?
And Knox is obnoxious and a reporter.
He gives him a money sandwich, which I wouldn't mind getting one of those.
For real, I got bills to pay.
And damn food right. To eat. Was Knox just, or was Eckhart just upset because it wasn't actually a sandwich?
Yes.
I think he was a little bit, honestly. If you look at him.
Yeah.
He usually gets pissed off when he gets a sandwich with anything green in it.
Wow.
I mean, I do too. So.
Yeah. I like Bob the Goon's first appearance here when, like, Jack Napier's talking a bunch of shit to Lieutenant Knox. Eckhart, yeah. And then, Bob's, Eckhart pulls a gun and Bob just pops out from behind Napier, like, surprise, I was in his coat. Points a gun at him.
He's an amazing goon.
Yeah, he's a very good goon.
He's an A-plus goon. That's rare to see.
His goon game is on point.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to deduct him points for being behind his charge instead of in front of him, but I think it still works.
He was there when he was needed.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, so Eckhart's shady. Knox is trying to investigate. Yada yada. We're with the district attorney. We're trying to fight Grisham. We find out he's the lead crime boss here in the town.
There's going to be this bicentennial festival that they're worried about. There's too much crime to have the festival.
Yeah, people are scared. Don't want to come.
Yeah, nobody wants to be out at night because it's practically post-apocalyptic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on the verge. So we're trying to clean up the town, so we're trying to get Grisham, and yeah, that's where we're kind of at here.
Mm-hmm. And then we got, like, the final, like, main character introduced here of Kim Basinger's Vicky Vale.
All right. So here's my problem with her.
Okay.
It starts now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she picked Knox to go, because he had a story about Batman and his thing, right? She doesn't need him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point for her to go to him.
The movie really doesn't need him either.
Like, well, no, but
in legit, the beginning, like, he helps out.
I mean, like, she really doesn't need him. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's only one part. She asked him to find some, dig up some stuff for her about his parents, whatever. He goes finds that. But she could have done that herself. Like she doesn't need him. So, like, the way she comes into the scene, it's like, you're already two steps ahead of him. Why are you bowing down to his level to get help that you don't really, like, don't even need? Like, why bother? Like, it seemed like they could have written her character without his character.
Oh, you know? Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Maybe because it's the 80s and they had to have a, you know, some tie-in for her with some dude to tie her in or whatever. I don't know. But, like, I never thought about it until, like, to watch it today. Like, she doesn't fucking need him. Like, it's real forced. She's real forced into the thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's more a detriment to her or a detriment to Knox. Because you're right. Knox is kind of superfluous.
Yeah. Like, don't need him.
But I don't know if that's, like, a dig against her character.
No, it's like, not against her. I'm just saying, like...
I feel that was if they were originally, like, just mushed into one character, they were like, but then Vicky Vale would be, like, ostracized by the rest of the police for talking about a crazy bat creature, and, like, that makes her less cool. So,
like, she's an award-winning photographer, comes to find the laughingstock of the newspaper.
Yeah.
Tabloids.
Well, I think honestly he was just in there to add some lighter comedy, because all the Joker stuff is, like,
dark.
It gets a little dark. So it was probably, like, just comic relief.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but not,
because, like, it's not mad at her, but I'm like, why'd you pick this guy? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, what?
She was slumming it. She
needed a date for Bruce Wayne's ball.
Even though she had the tickets.
Yeah.
You know what else?
She still wants somebody to go with her.
Actually, I will argue that, you know what? Then why not start the movie with them being like a group on this paper?
Listen.
That would have worked a lot better. Because then it's like, okay, well, they already knew each other. They're already working together.
Yeah, you're right. You got to ask Sam Hamm, though, because I don't know.
Sam Hamm.
Anyway. So yeah, he's like, you know, I want to talk to the commissioner about it, but I don't, you know, he won't answer my calls. So she's like, let's go to this party at Wayne Manor. He'll be there. We can try and, you know, we can talk to him while he's there in front of us. He can't ignore us then. So off to the party we go.
Well, we have to stop first in to check on Grissom. He's having a meeting about, there's some terrible stuff happening at Access Chemical that could get them indicted.
He's doing his best William Shatner impression.
Jack Napier's like, why don't we just go trash the whole place?
Yeah, steal the files, say it was espionage, and then we'll be cleared.
So there's two little things that happen that, like, make the scene make more sense.
One,
Jack is fucking this woman, this hot blonde woman.
We can skip that.
And she makes a point that, like, if so-and-so finds out, you'd be dead. He's all, he doesn't know. And then two is when Jack corners Eckert. Eckert says, where you been at night? Mm-hmm. So then immediately after that, now we get the scene with Grisham and Jack and the whole gang, and in walks that blonde that he was fucking. So now you're like, oh.
Felicia? Is that her name?
I forgot. Like, Alicia.
Okay, yeah.
Like, oh, it's Grisham's girl that he's fucking, so, oh, okay.
Yeah. We're tipped off that Grisham is aware this is happening more so, because he's like, well, that's the, Jack, you have a great idea for how to deal with this chemical plant, but I need you to go deal with it personally. He sends them out of the room for about half a second before he gets on the phone with the cops and calls Eckert and says, you know, I want you to catch him in the act.
Why does he need to send Jack, though?
What
he doesn't need to. He set him up.
No, he's like, Jack, you're my number one guy. You can't argue against that.
You really can't.
Oh, and don't forget your lucky deck.
Which he pours in his hat.
Like a deck.
Yeah. We put it on top of his head afterwards. That would have been the best asshole move.
I don't know, but right there I would have been like, oh, he knows I'm fucking her. Like, that was some shady ass shit right there.
I must have left these cards in his house the other night. Oh shit! Like he knows. Just
left these cards in his girlfriend. The
other night. Have you seen my Joker? Oh, there it is. Is this your card?
I did not have sex with that woman. Alicia.
Smells like a Catholic Friday.
So now we're at the ball.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So Bruce Wayne is throwing this ball at his mansion to raise money because this bicentennial parade is going to cost so damn much. The $250,000 or something.
People are just throwing fliff around here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they're gambling, but people are just kind of loosely tossing cash at the roulette table, not really seem to be invested in where it lands.
It's an 80s party at Wayne Manor, Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Plus, this is the rich people. They got tons of cash.
Yeah. I mean, well, they all got cranked up on the cocaine, and now they're going to...
Now they're going to be running from ghosts and goblins.
Yeah, and you see, and they're just... Like, Commissioner Gordon's just rolling die. It doesn't even look like he's looking at the results. He's just like, I'm not doing well. Slow down there, dude.
He's like, I gotta get out of here before my wife catches me with this chick.
I've already lost my house and one of my kids, but I'm keep going. Yeah! Roll them bones.
Double or nothing. If I win, I got two houses and another kid.
Yeah. I got a feeling about this number.
But, Gordon gets called away. Vicki Vale runs into a man who she asks if he could point out who Bruce Wayne is. But what do you know? It is Bruce Wayne. And he just kind of says, yeah, I'm not sure. She moves on. I don't know why.
Because it was either that or he would just scream, boobies, and run away.
She's wearing like a wedding dress. It's kind of weird looking.
I'll admit, like,
She looks like she was, she's going to her prom and the theme is wedding.
I don't know as much about Batman as the other people at this table. And I've been exposed at least to Batman media. But how Michael Keaton is playing him, like that just enough awkwardness. I always thought that was Bruce Wayne to me.
Yeah, no, it's good to me.
No, that works. That's not always the Bruce Wayne you get, but like it's that works.
It looks like he clearly doesn't belong in this world.
Yeah.
It depends on the writer and stuff, but sometimes he's the picture perfect like playboy rich guy because he's supposed to be.
I will say, not to keep getting into this, but what the Nolan movies do a little better with this is, yeah, he is playing the part of the rich guy, so he tends to intentionally act more comfortable in those scenarios.
Yep.
But he would, like, what you see from Michael Keaton here is more like the real Bruce. Where he's not comfortable in those scenarios. What you get from some of the Nolan movies is what you should see from Bruce out in public and in these scenarios where he's acting like, this is what I do every day. I spend all kinds of money. I do dumb shit because I'm just a rich, spoiled a-hole. But it works. So anyway, Gordon gets tipped off that this shit's going down at the chemical plant. He knows Eckhart's in charge, and he, I guess, suspects that he might be dirty or whatever, because he seems rather worried about it. So he takes off. Knox and
Vicki Vale.
Vicki Vale, thank you. They go looking for him.
Vicki Vale.
The armory.
Vicki Vale.
Yeah, they figure...
I want to rock that body.
All right. They figure, let's try and find Commissioner Gordon in this dark, closed room that clearly no one's in, but hey...
You don't know if he's there or not till you look.
True. Yeah, fair enough. It's the armory. He might be getting into Scooby-Doo style adventures. Might be in one of those suits of armor.
I do now wish they'd turn the lights on and Pat Engel's like putting on a suit of armor awkwardly. Like, I'm getting ready to do this shit.
No, he's like already in it, but like in it, like his arms and legs are like inside the chest armor. He's just eating dog's treats.
You gotta have one of those chases where there's all the doors on the side and they're just running back and forth.
You could have that in Wayne Manor here, I think.
Easily.
I found the Scooby snacks.
Yeah, so they're talking shit about all the fancy stuff in there. And in walks Bruce Wayne behind them. They can't see it's him, but he's like, they're like, oh, what is this? I wonder where this is from. He's like, it's from Japan. I know, because that's where I bought it.
Fucker.
He's like, who are you? Motherfucker. Who else would have said they bought the shit that's in this house? Like, yeah. Fuck you.
Knox wins some points here going for the bold move. He's like, can I have a grant?
and we never really find out, but he may get his grant.
By the he does in the scene. Yeah, at the end, after
give him a grant.
We don't know how much the grant's worth.
Yeah, Bruce says get him a grant. We don't know what actually comes of that.
It's actually a grant is just code for being chased out by the dogs with bees in their mouths, so they bark to shoot bees at you.
The grant was for bee stings.
Yes. He puts him in, he forces Knox into that wicker costume and burns him alive.
I'm now just picturing Vicky the Owl going like, where are his glasses? He needs his glasses.
So you also see Bruce Wayne's got hidden cameras all over his mansion.
I mean, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
He's creeping on everybody, and that's when he was
able Jack Napier's running around. You got cameras everywhere. Yeah. Damn it, Brian.
What?
Never mind.
So,
I don't know what we're talking about, Rob.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wait, would you care to explain that joke, Rob?
Yeah, Brian was afraid that Batman was going to go sliding down a 12-inch bat pole. I'm going to get some water. Continue.
So anyway, this is when we find out about, action going on at Axis Chemicals. Because he was able to listen off the video to find out that's what Gordon was talking about.
Yeah.
Cut to Axis Chemicals.
Boom.
Yeah, we see Jack Napier is there. He breaks into the office. But what do you know? The safe is empty. The jig is up.
He's been set up.
And like all his guys, too.
Yeah. And Eckert's right outside. He's got a ton of police. He's showing them Jack's photo. And he's like, you know, I want you to shoot to kill. He wants to make sure he does not come out of this alive.
Now, I don't fully understand Grissom's move here. Or wouldn't it make more sense just to kill Napier and just to have, like, all the guys with Napier do it? Like, they just walk in there, like, right when he gets in the office. He's like, all right, guys, let's get to work. And they all just shoot him and throw him in a vat of chemicals or something.
Well, going by how many goons Joker has on his side, I would say probably a lot of Grissom's men are, like...
loyal to
him. Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like they are all far more loyal to him. Mm-hmm.
But by letting the cops... Well, I guess he thinks Eckert's going to kill him. So I guess that's how he's going to... All right, because letting the cops capture him...
Oh, yeah. That's
Eckert was
going to kill him.
Eckert was there to make sure that he did not get through this.
Yeah, that's and why he was giving out the shoot-to-kill orders.
Yeah. Yeah, shit starts going down. He knows, you know, he's in trouble, so he just starts, like, I don't know, just fucking with everything, like, releasing chemicals all over the place. This is one
of those gunfights where everyone's firing guns, but no one's shooting at anyone else.
Yeah.
They're shooting at the spark squibs.
Yeah.
It does kind of look like you're just, like, when you used to play Cops and Robbers, everybody's just like, bang, pew, bang. Pew, 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 yeah. pew,
I got you, I got you.
No, you missed. You didn't.
Yes, not hitting anything. No one's getting hit. No one, nothing's getting accomplished. But yeah, shit's going down. But then Commissioner Gordon shows up and he's like, listen, Eckhart, I don't know what the fuck you think you're doing, but this is not going down like this. Like, I want him brought in alive. Let's do this by the book. Yada, yada, yada. We're going to take Grisham down once and for all.
Eckhart's like, I'm running away.
Yeah, sure does.
Like, this looks like a good time to just whoop behind a boiler or something. I don't know.
Again, Bob the Goon, his goon game is on point here, because Batman shows up to Napier and just beats the hell out of him, but then Bob's, like, just popping out behind Commissioner Gordon, like, fam, I got this guy hostage, let him go.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Like, would the police commissioner be at the crime scene like this?
Probably not.
Yeah, like, oh, that makes
well, when he's no sense been at an 80s party, and he's got a few drinks in him.
Yeah.
And he's feeling courageous.
Yeah. He's done a rail and he feels invincible.
Well, he wants to make sure Eckert can't use his influence on this.
Yeah,
that's probably true too. He might be suspicious of Eckert, which he is suspicious because it does kind of. When he asks who's in charge.
He's clearly he knows what's going on.
He's the commish.
But yeah, so like you said, Batman's about to take Napier down, but Bob the Goon's got the drop on the commissioner. He's like, you know, let him go, which so he does. And Jack just, you know, makes some quippy comment and then grabs for the gun, tries to turn about on Batman, but he's gone already.
Mm-hmm.
Which I, this is one that always did get me is like, it's awesome because it's Batman. So, you know, you get to see him doing Batman-y things. So like. just in the time it takes for him to turn away, he disappears. But I'm just imagining, like, that other camera shot from, like, Bob the Goon, the commissioner, that just watch Batman, like, duck down and scoot away.
It's like, just be like, he's right there.
Yeah, like, there's no way they didn't see that, right? Yeah.
He's hiding behind a tank.
Yeah. He's right over there. Yeah, you see that tank with the little ears? Those aren't on the tank.
You know who sucks at hiding? Eckhart.
Yeah.
Sure does. Well, you know.
He was trying to slink away, not really hide.
He's not a slinker, that guy.
Yeah.
No, no. Escape is not his strong suit.
No.
Falling downstairs is a strong suit.
So Jack takes his time, you know, tells him thing about the future, fires a shot, takes him out.
It blows Eckhart away. Right. Batman shows back up, beats the crap out of Jack again, and
Jack tries to shoot him.
Yep, and the shot goes off into a dial or something, mm-hmm. and the glass just shatters into his face.
I think it was the bullet.
No, because he had like all
his face was all cut up.
Was all torn.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed because thought it was. It might have. They implied it was the bullet, but it was, there was no bullet wound. It was all scratches. Like,
Well, no, because it looked to me like something went through one cheek and out the other, which is why he ends up getting that. You know, smile. Because he's got
I don't know.
He's got marks on both sides of his face.
You don't really see it for very long, so I mean, we can argue this.
Yeah. It looked like it was like multiple, like, cuts.
He did look like he had cuts from the glass, but I think the bullet actually went
bottom line,
he doesn't
spend dude's going to need some surgery.
Yeah, well, he doesn't spend half the movie asking us if we want to know how he got the scar, so we just, you know, we just got to roll with it. Well, so
that's just dirty pool now.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall over this railing.
Yep. Catch me, catch me.
Batman's like, I'm going to try to save you, but I'm not going to try very hard.
Well, he does try to save him, but they're both wearing gloves that are both soaked in chemicals. So, I mean, you know, there's only so much you can
do. How come Batman didn't save Eckhart? He was right there. He could have threw a batarang at the gun.
He's a fat hater.
Same.
Like, his hiding place is really good, and he didn't want to give it up unless he had to.
In any case, let's move this along.
Well, that's one thing about this movie, though, that I found interesting, is they never mention Batman's one rule that he never kills.
Right.
Because he kills a lot of people in this movie.
He does.
Well, yeah.
Like a lot.
The cinematic universe plays fast and loose with those rules.
So I found it kind of weird that people were all up in arms about the Batman versus Superman Batman not, you know, killing people. And it's like, this one does.
Well, like, I explain it this way because, like, I feel like older fans who've liked this movie let this slide a little bit more. But, like those who have had all the other influences, like the anime series and the DC anime movies or whatever, have been indoctrinated with, like, Batman doesn't kill. So when these new movies come out, kids now have a whole version of Batman that they've been seeing for years now, who doesn't do certain things, now doing certain things. Like, wait, you spent 10 years telling us that you don't do this. This new movie says you don't care anymore. So, like, come on, like, pick some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely something to that, I think. But also, like, I know personally, like, I didn't quite remember how much he really kind of just was, like, fuck it, I'm killing. But I still feel like there's a bit of a difference between the way the two are done.
Yeah, well, I mean, this Batman, it's like, killing is not always it's not the thing he's
out it's not
to
his
do.
Go-to.
Yeah, he's just like, well, that's what I have to do now.
Yeah, it's like, this has gotten to extreme measures. I'm going to, you know, take extreme measures back. Mm. Whereas the newer ones seem to be like, you made a face at me. I'm firing a gun at you.
We can't because you're doing something weird right now.
That's just how I am. Like, you know me for how long? I'm weird.
Okay.
But you're involving me.
Yeah, and me.
And that's...
Deuce?
So...
Okay. Fuck you. Fans, you're cool. Fuck everyone else. I'm out.
And Brian is left.
Well, you can't be out because you got to finish this episode.
Oh, God. How could we lose
also,
so much on that?
Also, can we just give a shout out to Ricky, who actually sponsored this episode?
Oh, yeah. We should do that, huh?
Yeah. So, Brian, you're not allowed to leave. Oh, also, get closer to your microphone before I...
I do what I want, when I want, how I want to do it. So... Oh, sorry.
He's practicing now.
All right, take the microphone out of your mouth. Take the microphone out of your butt. Let's move on. So,
Now we're cutting to a date, right, with Vicki Vale and Bruce Wayne.
Wayne.
Want to rock that body?
Big ass dining room.
Yes. We see. It's a ridiculously long table. Actually, I guess it's not that long. They try and play it off like it is, but
It's way too long for a date. Which for two, yeah.
What you could just date. Sit across from each other on the skinny side.
Yeah. And he's basically like, you know what? I can't keep doing the fancy shit. Like this is weird, and I totally admit that. So let's just go in the kitchen, talk with Alfred, and like have a real dinner, which they do. And soup looked turns like, into chicken.
I don't know. I couldn't tell if it was chicken or like pork chops.
I think it was fried chicken. It looked like fried chicken.
Could have been. There's definitely noodles inside. It does matter. It matters to me.
Then we cut back to Jack Napier went to a shop just labeled surgery.
Yes.
Like, straight out of Bioshock here.
With this hi, everybody.
Sketchy looking, dirty hospital.
Can we just say, like, I know this isn't possible. Or is this possible? When did Simpsons come out?
89, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you're the 80s. I know that.
Okay. Because, like, not the Tracy Ullman stuff, but the actual Simpsons. Because I was like, Commissioner Gordon is definitely Chief Wiggum, and this surgeon is Dr. Nick Riviera. Mm-hmm. That's what we're dealing with here. Mm-hmm. Like, not necessarily everything about their personality, but, like, I could see them, being influences.
So, I loved how Jack Nicholson acts this scene, though.
Yeah.
Where you don't see his face, you just see his reaction, and you're, at first, you're like, okay, he's a little sad, and like the doctor's
he starts out pissed,
yeah,
which is where you want a Jack Nicholson to be,
yeah.
And then he seems to be a little saddened by what he looks like now when he finally gets the badges off.
Doctor's like, look where he went for surgery. Yeah, dude. Like,
I'm next to a kennel, like, yeah. What do you want? He just starts doing this laugh,
mm-hmm.
And it's breaks effectively terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's frightening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his sanity just evaporates.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever humanity was left within him is gone.
Goes off to commit some murder.
Yeah, I mean, he already does. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. We
back
see...
to Grissom's place.
Well, we do see there's like Vicky Vale's drunk, and
they have a moment.
They do have a little moment on the stairs.
And they bang. And then we go to Grissom's place. Yeah.
And he sleeps upside down.
Yes, that was a nice little touch.
I don't think he was sleeping. He was exercising.
He's training.
You can see his arms moving.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I know he's Batman, but how do you sleep upside down?
Yeah.
I don't know that you do, necessarily, but it looked kind of like he couldn't sleep comfortably in the bed, so he had to go do his thing.
Stretching his back.
But then he's on the couch when he wakes up.
Yeah,
it's all kinds of weird.
Mm-hmm.
He's
not used to sleeping at night.
I know he moves his arms, but I guarantee that was more to mimic the movement of like a bat flapping the wings and whatever.
I mean, it was probably to represent that.
I felt that.
Now, if he was wearing a trench coat and then just flashed her, she came over like a bat
or a gremlin.
Yeah. Anyway. Now we go to Grissom's.
Yeah.
Before we get to the scene here, though, I like his bathroom has like these sweet ass vault doors.
Yeah.
Like I wanted those.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
lock the smell in.
Yeah. Drop one in there and just seal it in for the next person.
I guess it's also good if you have a hostage in a pinch.
Well, I probably had multiple toilets and a bidet.
Maybe. But he's expecting his sugar lumps to come home. it's Jack Napier, of course. And he calls him out. He's like, listen, I know you set this shit up. You turned on me, for a damn woman, and I'm here for revenge. And we get our first glimpse of the Joker.
Hey, my face is glowing in the dark, practically.
And it didn't hit me till watching it now, but like how well done this really was, at least to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's Jack Nicholson coming out in white face paint with this goofy red smile, green hair, and saying his name is the Joker.
This easily could have gone awry.
Oh, yeah. Like,
but he pulls it off.
The dumbest scenario ever, and yet it's kind of terrifying.
Mm.
So well done, guys. He makes some comment about like whatever and shoots him.
Did you find out any research about how uncomfortable his makeup was?
I did not.
Okay. It looks uncomfortable.
What is going on with his mouth? Is that just a trick with makeup, or is there like a prosthetic?
That is a prosthetic.
Mouth open? No, that is the smile he's got on his face, knowing the contract that he signed.
Yeah.
This movie.
Well, no, he didn't know that then. But I did find out that he would show up still, like, hungover from the night before and pass out in the makeup chair while they put on this prosthetic. So, I don't know how comfortable it was when he was conscious.
Worf did that all the time.
And he had that same reaction every day, waking up, just smashing the mirror and laughing hysterically and going out on the set.
That would be amazing. He kills Grisham, and he's, you know, kind of sitting on top of the world, but he's like, you know what? It's not enough. Batman's kind of got, you know, pulling some shit on us, and I want to make sure that doesn't happen anymore. I want this crime family to grow, and I want to get more power and be stronger and yada yada. This town needs an enema.
Mm-hmm.
Although that's not.
I don't think that was his motive. I think he just wanted to be popular.
Well, I think at this point he hasn't really targeted Batman so much yet. Now he's just like, having a good time.
Yeah, but he sees the newspaper headline that says Wing Terror.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he did. That is right. He did see that.
Well, yeah, whatever it was just kind of, you know, fuck Batman. So
will they get a load of me?
So then we get a quick scene where Vicky Vale's like, hey, what do you want to eat for breakfast? And Bruce Wayne's like, hey, why are you still here? Just
did
blows
you not see the
off.
Money on the dresser?
Yeah, I left you cab fare. Get out of here.
Jesus. Sad but true.
Just acting like a jerk here.
I do. She's just immediately like, when are we going to go on vacation? He's just like, you need to go. It's just so awkward.
Alfred didn't dispose of you. All right. Okay.
Alfred usually has them out by now.
Fuck Alfred.
We'll get there.
Motherfucker.
So anyway, yeah, he tells her that he's going to be out of town. And this is where I was also kind of like, fuck Alfred, because when she's leaving, she's like, I'll see you when you get back. And Alfred's like, we're not going anywhere. Like, what the fuck kind of...
You should know this game, Alfred. Yeah. You should know this, man. Like, come on, man. Like,
Alfred...
No, let's not even get into the, messing around with women. He's fucking Batman. If he says anything, you go along with it.
I'm saying, he
Alfred
knows
is like,
yeah,
I wiped your dirty ass when you were a child. I am not your wingman.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not just a wingman issue.
Protect the brand. Protect the brand.
Yeah, should be a button hidden somewhere on the bed that Bruce Wayne hits that just lets Alfred know the excuse. And he just goes out and covers.
I think he already hit it. That's why he got into the inverted thing. And he hit the button, got into that, so there, you know, he wouldn't get in the way when Alfred just wraps her up in the blanket and throws her down the laundry
river.
The movie does tell you later that Alfred's just tired of the game he plays.
Yeah.
And he wants Bruce to kind of settle down a little bit. Like, so this might have been intentional.
I'm sorry,
being an emo bitch, Master.
We don't need a button. You give Alfred improv lessons and then just say, agree to whatever the fuck they say, all right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, see you when you get back. Like,
Alfred
we'll see you then. Done. All right, so anyway.
Cut to a board meeting.
Yes, a board meeting of criminals. This is a crime family.
Everyone's got sweet-ass coats on.
Yeah.
The 80s.
Cool to Burton.
A more realistic version of that scene from Dick Tracy we got. Mm-hmm. You know, flat top in the gang. It's slightly more realistic.
Yeah, only like a small tick down on the dial, though.
Yeah. I was expecting to see, what was it, Tiny Face or...
Little Face. It really was. We wanted that level of goon, but without prosthetics. What's the closest you can get me in real people? That's what we're talking about.
The line at the DMV.
So what was the guy's name? Was it Tony or someone was talking shit about him?
And sadly, it was Tony. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, well, what if we don't agree to your plans of, you know, doing what you say? Because if Grisham's not here, we don't know who the fuck you are, why we should trust you. So what if we say no? And he's like, I'll just give you a handshake and send you on your way. And he does.
Suck on these special effects.
Burton at his finest.
I mean, it's the same special effects as in Ghostbusters. So you can't
say the same ones as in Mars Attacks when the cows were on fire.
Also true.
Like real talk.
Not better than the cows, actually.
A lot of this movie reminds me of Ghostbusters and the way the sets are set up, whatever. Yep. It's very real, real, real similar to Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I made a comment about that while watching it, about the Gozerian showing up at the top of that cathedral. But
it looked like a scene from that, for real.
But you know what? I also kind of felt like, in a weird way, like maybe this was just solely because of a limited, you know, budget capacity, but I felt like it kind of worked in that transitioning from, like, what people knew of the Adam West Batman to a darker Batman, because it had a little level of goofiness, but not too much.
No, this movie's a good transition from, it's like a good reset from what people knew of as Batman, as yeah. Adam West.
Yeah.
Because that was just for the TV show. Like, comics weren't like that for Batman. That version of Batman was just from TV show. Yeah. So it's a nice little... Like,
and also, like, even... We didn't get to this part yet, but when the art scene, when everyone gets gassed, like, some of the camera angles and everything, like, I could swear that's, you know, a direct mimic of something that happened in one of the Adam West Batman.
Maybe, but it was also, like, very much like a comic book.
Well, that too.
Like, the effects, everything.
I mean,
like,
that was the point in both of those, but yeah.
Now, Joker's an enterprising dude here, because after he kills this guy with a handshake, his goons run in, right?
Yeah, he's got the button.
Already have matching uniforms. There's Joker insignias.
Yep.
You know, they've got, like, their gear standardized. They've got plans in action.
Well, he's branded.
He's on point.
I'm looking for the 4AM podcast.
Yeah, exactly. They were trying to find some tees, some tactical Sasquatch shirts.
So we become Cat Piss Man shirts?
I mean, Cat Piss Man shirts, yeah. Maybe. Sure.
So someone draws it for us?
Shirt with Wolverine's big old dong on it.
You ever submit that one?
Yeah, the Wolverine dick towel. We're going to have that on there.
Well, it should just droop off the bottom of the t-shirt and you never even see the end of it.
Oh, God.
Like just a long just shadow
neck,
or
just
something.
Neck.
Yeah. You know what? Have you tried dick towel?
Yeah, just a little neck, like in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Mm. So,
Jesus,
Tony knows what I'm talking about.
Sadly, I do.
Anyway,
yeah. So his goons are all branded. They know what's up. They're a squad.
So this is when they're like, he's like, Bob, follow Vicky Vale. Vicky Vale's like, I'm going to follow Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne's like, I'm going to go wander around.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He'll be sad.
Everyone's stalking everybody.
I mean, first we get a quick scene where another one of these mob bosses tries to take Grisham's stuff. So Joker finally makes his presence known, stabs the dude in the neck with a pen.
It was in a chain. It really wouldn't have killed him, but whatever.
It was probably poisoned.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's the 80s and all, but when you see that many mimes descending on the same
we
location.
We all have that same...
Yeah, you just open fire. At least evacuate everybody. Anyway.
I would say more so in the 80s, because we didn't have flash mobs yet. So it's like, fuck you with this mime shit. I don't know what's happening, but I'm not okay with it. So now everybody knows about the Joker. He's now taken over Grisham's whole enterprise here. He's quite wealthy, and he's got his shit going. Vicky Vale follows Bruce to find out he's staying in town so he can bring some flowers to some little alleyway.
That's what I don't get. She goes full-on stalker mode because he said, I got plans that don't involve you. I'll let you know when I get back. You know, leave me alone until then. She went full-on stalker mode. Like
Brian, he's a billionaire. What don't you get?
Here's what I don't get.
She's after that money.
Why that building was just called Hotel.
Maybe the rest of the sign was higher up in the air.
I think it was just Hotel.
Also,
because that's how we work in Gotham. Yeah. You get surgery, you get hotel, you get theater. That's all you need, damn it.
Bank.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not cool enough for the city, Joe. But
you're just supposed to know what hotel that is.
It's actually a super trendy nightclub called Hotel.
Yeah, called Hotel. Okay.
It's either Wayne something or it's just something.
Yeah.
There's Wayne Bank and then there's Bank, and that's all you get.
They can't let him have the total monopoly. Yeah. So there's just one other.
There's Wayne Bank and then there's Bank. That's all that's in this town.
Like, we can't bother naming these things because some stupid Superman asshole's going to like fly through at any point.
So I forgot what was going on.
They were going to replace it all with like Sears and IHOP.
Yeah, I forgot what was going on the TV that the Joker didn't like, but it's just suddenly interrupted by a boxing glove on a spring.
I believe because they're talking about Joker for a moment and then they start talking about Batman. So he's like, fuck that.
So I was watching this with Eric and this did scare the crap out of him.
The boxing
glove? Noticeably jumped when the boxing glove hit the TV.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Congrats.
That's something.
Yep. Yeah, and that's when he proclaims that this town needs an enema.
So he's going to step up his game here. Vicky Vale does some more research here.
Stalking.
Yeah. He says she's going out of town. Alfred's like, no, we're not. So she's like, I'm a journalist. I don't buy this shit. I got to find out what's going on. I'm going to stalk him because also we're apparently in a committed relationship because we slept together one night. Things move fast in Gotham.
In all fairness, though, in the DC universe, like, her getting stood up would be enough to, like, make her become a villain. Like, I'm sure there's some thriller out there where, like, a woman just got stood up for a date and, like,
Vicky Villain?
Yeah.
That's my name now. The sad badge.
People are really mentally unstable in the DC universe, so.
Yeah, this is true. Clock King. Anyone? But anyway.
I was late for work one time. Never again. I master time now.
I will murder everyone, so I will never be late for work again. Anyway.
Oh, DC.
I love you guys.
It's not Joker.
Fly my kite and got loose one time.
I couldn't find the condiments I wanted one time.
One time.
Something about polka dots one time.
What are we talking about?
Sorry.
One time.
Batman's got some stupid villains.
Yep. Joby comes, I don't get the reference, man.
Yeah. I get a reference one time.
All right.
I'm just like the Riddler, but with different colors. Like
it's like your every plan you have. Hatch is like a Family Guy episode. Yeah. Just
or you become meme man. Just start throwing memes out of your chest.
It'd be hashtag pound sign man. Say pound sign.
Anyway.
So Joker's just going nuts here. He's making collages with these photos and he's just like throwing pictures of people around the room.
He's crazy and now he's in love because of Vicky Vale.
I mean, basically it's kind of attractive, so
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I would say kind of attractive, yeah.
And it's a Tim Burton movie, so like she's the only little bit of like you know, in focus, not brown or gray or black.
You just described the most recent DC.
And Amy Adams was the only one. What?
Yeah. It stands for hope.
Oh, no, Wonder Woman. So, ladies, yeah, you need to bring some color to this world.
Yeah, let's get some Wonder Woman.
So now he's just like, we're going to ship chemicals everywhere. Ship them all.
Yeah, we get to see the Joker commercial, which I love. Talking about how these great chemicals will start killing everybody off.
It was after a news anchor just laughs to death.
Yeah. Just kind of cuts his way in there. And he's, apparently he's put chemicals in, like, all kinds of different style beauty products and whatnot. But, like, just one element of it, of whatever he's trying to make here. So when they mix the ones together, they create this thing that gives you the Joker gas.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is things that kill me about, like, these type of villains. Like, they have all these skills at things that can make them money, and they choose to be bad guys. Like, you know how much money there is in freaking media marketing and cosmetics? You know, he could be rich from that.
Like, also, not counting the fact that the Joker's crazy nuts.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it works here because the Joker is just a madman.
But I mean, he's got the TV station under his control. Like, he's a tech genius. Like, if you can do that, like, from some remote... Like, you have skills that you can market to make more money than you could stealing shit. Like,
well, that's the thing. It's he has all the skill to do anything he wants.
Logistically, you know how hard it is to coordinate that many brands to have that much things in it. You know, it takes genius level type of stuff.
I do like how the Dark Knight addressed that though with the Joker, where his whole rant about like you know he loves like gasoline and knives and.
And I think that is what we're dealing with here.
That's all cheap, and he burns all the money.
Yeah, what I was going to say is he has all the skills to do anything he wants, but this is what he wants to do. He doesn't care about making money. It's not really about that. He enjoys this chaos.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks, you're welcome.
It's pretty good, though.
Don't blink. Yeah. Don't blink. Make love to the camera.
Only look in one eye.
So now I like how we cut back to the news anchors. Basically, like maybe a few days have gone by,
and they look like, "What's going on right now? Like, what's happening right now?"
I ain't get a reference on this podcast two times. So now it's like a day goes by and the news anchors aren't wearing any cosmetic products anymore. And they look like they have the fucking plague. Yeah, they look awful. Shit went downhill fast.
My water still works.
Well, so like they look like trash, but Kim Basinger and Bruce Wayne, just fine.
Just fine, yeah.
Well, yeah, Kim Basinger, sure. But I think that one anchor's got the herp.
Yeah, he's got nose herpes.
You get herpes in your face.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't doubt you. I just want to know how you know.
Okay, that's the thing.
Okay.
Ryan looks over this stuff.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'll be safe.
You sure. Your eyes, too.
Oof. Okay.
You.
I don't even want to know. So.
Now we go to a fun scene.
The
art gallery is when he
tricks
Vicki Vale to going to the. To meet him at the Flugenheim Museum.
Yeah, thankfully, she calls Bruce to tell him she's running late. But he realizes that they didn't have a date at all, so what she could be running late for.
Uh-oh, someone's getting set up.
Yeah, wah-wah. So she goes into the art gallery, she has a seat waiting for him to show up when she gets a package, and it's a gas mask. And it says, put this on now. Hmm. And we just start pumping gas into this museum.
Much like Joe does on the podcast.
Yep.
And everyone dies.
And now...
So note to Joe, start giving us the gift of gas masks.
I have a question for the podcast and the listening audience. So there's, at the very end of the gassing scene, two people fall into their plates. One falls into a plate of spaghetti. One falls into a plate of cake. What is your choice?
Cake.
Cake.
I think you're cake.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Only because I like my spaghetti not cold, so I'd rather have my face in cake, which the cleanup's more fun versus...
Well, I mean, you're dead. Is a thing. I'm just saying, like, what would you rather die in? Cake or spaghetti?
I mean, my favorite thing in the world is lasagna, so I'd rather
that's
die.
Not
the,
that's
but
not...
That wasn't a choice, so I'm picking cake.
I mean, spaghetti would be close, because it's pasta.
Alright. It's cake, but if it was which one I'd rather eat out of a thermos, spaghetti.
Okay.
That's fair. Settled.
All right. I forgot about spaghetti thermos. Hudson Hawk.
Oh, God.
You made a big deal about spaghetti thermos. Yelled at your wife. She would make it for you.
But she still has it, obviously.
She made it for me, though. I mean,
oh, shit.
Yeah, but only after I stuck my dick in it.
Brian, you're his.
I thought that was cheese.
Well,
it was.
Fairness to Brian, the water was still boiling, so it both burned Rob's dick and sterilized whatever he put in there.
All right, so, God.
So now, yeah, the Joker comes in, cranks up the prints.
Fuck yeah. Let's do some remodeling. We're doing a little artwork on the walls and everything. He's having a good time, destroying masterpieces of art.
I do like that one of, like, the screaming guy with, like, the torn up cow where he's like, no, this one's good.
Yeah. This one. I kind of like it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he goes over to Vicki Vale. It's like, I want to have a little chat with you from artist to artist. Let me see your portfolio. Oh, it's full of crap, but I think we could work together.
Well, he likes the pictures of the corpses.
Yeah, I want you to take pictures of my latest artwork, which is Alicia, because he has mangled her.
Mm-hmm. Sort of?
In a fashion.
Yeah.
It just looked like he rubbed hot glue on her
and
face.
And Vicki Vale freaks out like it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. She screams pretty good. Like,
yeah.
She gives Newt a run for her.
Yeah, she gives some good screams.
She does. A little too much, I think, because, like, yeah, the scream she gives here is, like, this is the most horrible thing she's ever seen, as if there weren't, like, 50 bodies lying around her at the moment.
Well,
like,
I think that was probably the last straw.
Perhaps.
Also, I like his lighter that's, like, a friggin' flamethrower.
Yeah. I want that.
You get to light one cigarette with it.
And then it explodes in your hand.
Well, if it explodes, who wants that? But, so, you know, apparently he's been, whatever chemicals he's been using, I guess he tried out on her or something. It's just kind of like, she's a Star Trek alien, basically.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Her skin's a little lighter, and he's she's got wrinkles and places she shouldn't.
You don't like it? Here's some acid from my flower.
Yeah, he just tries to attack, or maybe that was just going to mangle her face. I don't know what that point was there.
I like her play of, like, I'm just going to throw water in your face, and then feel bad and stand around and watch the repercussions of it.
His performance was so amazing. He was just like, I'm melting, I'm melting.
I'll give it to her. She just wasn't sure how to react. Yeah. She was like, oh shit, I didn't think that would happen. Yeah. But he just reveals, you know, that did nothing to him. Mm. And the Joker, the Batman shows up. He comes smashing through the skylight like
this
you do.
Scene, like, his goons up until this point in the movie have been on point. They've been really good goons. So when Batman lands, everyone just watches him pull out this thing. He kind of shows it to you. He's like, well, look what it's doing. And it points sideways, deploys a zip line, lifts him up in the air, and then they zip line down. And that one guy, like, it's like me in gym class, like, after the play's over, I try to make a jump for it. Jump. Just so I'm getting a participation grade.
I was thinking of the opening to Dario when she's playing volleyball.
Yeah.
Just the ball goes by, and then she lifts her hand a little. Like,
that's it. One guy gave half a fuck of an effort, and he's gone. He would have been really embarrassed, though, if those were pull doors instead of push doors.
Pretty funny. Batman does his research. It's cool.
Yeah.
That would be funny, though. So he smashes his way through the door after going down the zip line. And it's like, which this also is like, what the fuck, lady? Because he says, get in the car, and she says, which one?
Yeah, like, come on, lady.
Like,
really?
Okay, A, the one that's parked right in front of the door. B, the one that's clearly my fucking Batmobile. It's not a car you've seen just about the streets, all right?
Which car did I drive here, really?
Yeah, like, come on.
You should have just been like, I'm going to stand at the door here. You get five guesses. Get in the right one and I'll save your life.
She's like, you know what? Never mind. Stay here.
Yeah. Or that.
Could you imagine the miles per gallon on this thing? The fuel economy.
Two.
Fucking awful.
Well, I mean,
he's rich. Whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
What is it even running on?
Baby whales.
It's got a turbine engine in it. Like.
Yeah, so it's burning something for them.
I told you, he feeds baby whales.
Yeah. Also, like, just how impractical that thing is for city driving with, like, start stop.
Yeah.
the jet engine.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love this Batmobile. The design, everything is awesome. But this was, again, one of the first times I was just like, why does it have brake lights? Like, who is that for?
Well, you don't want to get rear-ended in a jet thruster.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you have flames pouring out the back. Is anybody going to get that close that it's an issue? Like, what are we talking?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it has a conventional engine in the front, and then the jet thruster is just for, like,
acceleration,
super acceleration. Yeah.
But it's like, I took the trouble to make this street legal, quote-unquote. Like, no, it's not. It's a jet engine.
Yeah.
Sorry,
nobody...
bro. I got a grappling hook to make tight corners. Yeah. Thank goodness no one was on that sidewalk.
Oh, that would have been crazy to get caught.
Oh, God.
The legs just severed. Oof.
Yeah, this one also did not work on MythBusters.
Yeah.
No, but, you know.
Yeah.
The Joker, he's had time to paint his cars. They're all Joker-themed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, like, he can make a ton of money just, like, doing event organizing.
Mm-hmm. His branding's on point.
Branding stuff, like.
Yeah.
This is all about how motivated you are, man.
24/7? What was it? Anybody?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Event 24/7? Parks and Rec?
Oh, Entertainment 720.
That's what it was. Sorry.
Oh, I was like, 24/7.
He just starts that.
Yeah.
He's talking about just a Wawa's that's open 24 hours.
Him and Benny Schwaz.
So then he's like blocked by some construction equipment. So he's like, all right, well, I guess we'll walk and deploy the shields.
Boner. Yeah. Just a boner.
Oh. From nowhere.
I was like, oh, so cool.
Yeah. I mean, the shields are ridiculous because it's just like, hey, there's a cartoon on your car now. That's fine.
Only
right?
for a second. Yeah.
Then it's real.
Yeah.
Then it's a real model. But yeah, no. I mean,
whatever,
it's still cool. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was the coolest shit.
Yeah. At the time, you had never seen anything like this before.
Right.
Yeah.
No. And I don't care. The Batmobile is still like the coolest car ever.
And I still, for disguising a car, the only two things that always come to my mind that I love is this. It's not really disguising, but it's protecting.
Yeah.
And the other is from the animated series where I believe at one point it turns itself into a dumpster. Like, it literally just, like, walls come up from the side, so it kind of looks like a dumpster full of stuff, so no one will mess with it. Cause like,
oh, yeah.
There's a dumpster on the side of the street, whatever. Yeah. Like,
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It should just go into the pocket dimension that Optimus Prime's trailer goes into.
Like Kevin Smith, one of his podcasts years ago, I think he had Paul Dini on, and they were talking about there are enough Batmobiles to where they can have like an amazing race with Batmobiles. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, I'd watch that. Like,
I still love that news footage of the cop pulling Batman over because he didn't have a plate on the Batmobile. Like, you see him just explaining the registry and everything to a cop. He was on his way to a children's hospital to visit a sick kid, so the cops gave him a police escort.
Wow. By the way, yeah, Top Gear, if you're listening, Batmobiles.
Yeah.
Make it do.
You put your Tumblr right in the trash, by the way.
Hey, you can put it in there, I don't care. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it does.
So. So, again, he like launches Vicky Vale up into the sky, then falls down into the alley and just plays dead again.
Because she's too fat, quote unquote.
Yeah.
No, he's giving her time to get away.
Well, no, I believe the implication there was the thing couldn't pull them up anymore because she weighed more than she said she did.
He was using himself as a distraction, so she could get to safety.
Wow, Tony.
Well, then why do we get the remark about the you weigh more than 1.8?
Because it's a funny aside. Yeah. It's not a plot point.
Okay.
And, yeah, they just made a whole plot point around Kim Basinger being too fat.
No, well, I was joking about her being too fat, but, like, I thought the point was they literally couldn't hold the both of them because she weighed more than she said. But anyway, so he drops down and he gets into a fight with these goons.
I just want to know why you ended up with the shadow and not me.
I love Double That's Sword whack. Guy, though, because he comes out and he's just like, he's all show. He's like, I'm just going to scream, run at you, swinging swords. And Batman's immediately just like, get the fuck out my face. So he's like, oh, okay, I'll scream louder and run at you, swinging swords.
It's like the dude from Indiana Jones.
Did you not hear me? I said, oh!
Okay, so deflecting your swords is enough. How about a kick to the face? All right, good. We're done.
I do like the choice they made here where Vicky Vale's taking pictures the whole time. Yep. So for every like punch and stuff, they do the flash of light.
Kind of like, pow, bang.
Yeah, but it's like not at the same time. So
and I like Bob the Goon, who's like, he's got like a knife or something. Then Batman looks at him like, are we going to do this? And he's just like, nope. Gotta go.
Fight another day, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Bob the Goon is good. He's a smart guy. But yeah, quick aside, at one point they do get him down and they're about to take off his mask when Vicky flashes the camera. So she gets a picture potentially of his face, stuffs the film into her bra. So anyway, yeah, he kicks their ass. He takes Vicky Vale. He's like, you know, you got to come with me. I'll keep you safe. Don't worry about it. And we get the drive to the Batcave.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, just fucking awesome. It's, I don't know, like, sometimes just driving late at night, I imagine this, and how awesome it would be to just turn into a wall and have it open.
I don't.
No, what?
Same way. Do you hum the song to yourself on the bus, or what?
I need Doritos.
What?
So, he's going to the Batcave.
No, what?
It looked for a second to me like, because it's Tim Burton, it's like the same style. It looked like he was just driving to the Circle of Trees where all the holidays are. He's going to go into like Halloween Town and stuff.
Wow.
And he gets Vicky into the Batcave.
What I was thinking though during this is he's going real fast and he's driving inside that tunnel for a while. I'm like, I know he's a billionaire, but that's a fucking major earthwork project just to build your own tunnel for yourself.
Yeah, when you own all the land.
Yeah, I guess.
He's been working on this for years.
Mm-hmm. That's how he got so jacked.
Did he hire a contractor, or is it like Tim Robbins in Shawshank Redemption where he just chipped the wall?
Oh, he's been picking at it himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on what storyline we're going with here, so let's just skip over that for now.
He's doing the Avatar project. Mm-hmm. He just sits in a chair and plays Minecraft till he gets like, prisoners to dig it for him, and then he just kills them.
Mm.
No. Oh,
okay. Well, he could be like the shadow where he saves someone's life.
Like, yeah, he's dead to me forever.
That's how Kim Basinger got married to him.
Yeah.
You know, what you don't see is the 400 people that are now enslaved him living in the bottom of the Batcave.
Oh, they're not living anymore.
They're being eaten by bats. All right, so What is it? So they talk for a while in the Batcave. He gives her like the solution to the Joker's product chemicals. Combination.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did the FDA not figure this out? Or like anyone? Because basically what he did is just like, we're just going to go buy some products, mix them around, be chemists.
He's the world's greatest detective, John.
Yeah. Plus, the FDA doesn't like constantly test stuff. They test the initial batches.
Well, but when people are dying and somebody has...
True. You know, plus, I'm pretty sure like his investigation,
I guess,
was...
that'd be the CDC at that point. But
yeah, it's Gotham City, though. It's a shithole city.
But I'm pretty sure his investigation was just that, let's get a product. Let's find what chemical is in it that shouldn't be. All right, done.
Yeah, let's have my slaves try on some deodorant until they die.
Yeah, we'll try these combos until we find out which one kills you.
Just buy and edit somewhere with bats with makeup on.
Say what you will, it was a laughter-filled time at the Batcave that night.
Wow.
So, yeah, so then...
So it happened to the first 38 Robins.
Just like, all right, check it out. Does my cape smell like chloroform? But
Bat Ruby.
And she just wakes up in the bed.
Her own bed at her apartment. Own bed,
yep. He had gone through her bra, got the film.
He was like, taking the gloves off for this one.
Wow.
But this is when, the news goes out that basically, like, if you don't use the products like this, you're not going to die. And then, I guess that's town safe now from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Biggie helps. She gets that news scoop and spreads the word about to keep everybody safe in exchange for hiding Batman's identity from her.
Mm-hmm. And then, so Bruce Wayne, now he's like, fuck it, I'm just going to go to Vicki Vale's house and say I'm Batman.
Which, like, Alfred kind of talks him into it, whatever. And I'm like, Alfred, you know, like, that's not how you keep this stuff. I've done some things. If they found out that I'm doing it, I'm getting sued. Like,
yeah.
Like,
you're going to lose your house.
Yeah, it's not. I might go to jail. Like, it's not. I'm too pretty to be in jail. It's not going to happen. Like,
I mean, one would hope he could handle himself.
Although I would also argue, Alfred at this point is like, just stop being Batman is more his thing. Like, why don't you just get married and settle down? Not tell her you're Batman.
I'm fucking crazy, Alfred. Do you not understand this? Do not understand this.
I watched my parents get shot in the face.
You enabled me to be crazy my entire life. This is what happens.
I was getting paid.
I'm your fault.
Yeah. Mr. Bruce, I didn't have a choice.
Always have a choice. Mm.
So now the Joker busts in her apartment and like... Oh yeah, so Bruce Wayne, he can't bring himself to tell her. Then the Joker busts in and Bruce Wayne... I don't know, you don't see what he did, but he's just disappeared. He scurried away somewhere. And, the Joker shows up, talks about how Alicia killed herself, smashes her mask.
He's talking about Alicia Silverstone after she saw Batman and Robin.
We see Bruce grabs a silver tray, apparently sticks it in his shirt. We don't really know that time, but whatever. So.
It had a teapot on it. He stuck that down his pants.
Just in case.
Yeah.
In case. He had a pee, so
he filled the cup.
The Joker might be one of those kinds of guys. He better need some added protection.
I don't know. You throw hot pee on someone, like, that'll fuck your day up.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I mean, Joker might be into it. I don't know.
They threw cat piss on me one time.
Okay. This would be a good distraction if you just, pull a little spout out of the zipper.
What? Anyway, he's still talking about this.
So, okay. I don't know. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, he just walks in the room. He's like, you want to get nuts?
It's so weird. I mean, he's trying to get Joker's attention, like, on him and off of her. Mm-hmm. Like, he wants to be, like, take a bullet so he can, like, kind of skulk away or whatever. I don't know. But, like, it seems uncharacteristic or whatever.
Yeah, it's all a little weird.
Joker takes the piss out of him, though, with the line of, you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What'd you say? Bang!
Never rub another man's rhubarb.
Now, I usually say both of those lines to all of my Dave's hot and juicy hamburgers before I eat them.
Never rub another man's rhubarb?
Yeah.
He's usually rubbing his own rhubarb while he's eating the sandwich.
Yes.
All right. Just clarifying.
No, not always. Those are big sandwiches.
Sometimes they need two hands.
Also not really clear if, like, that seems to be, like, everything seems to go to Bruce's plan, but I'm not sure why, because the Joker just leaves.
Well, he just shot a dude. Like, he's not going to hang around.
Yeah. I guess. And he wants
her to like him. Like, he doesn't want to make her like him. He wants her to like him. So he's giving her a chance to first before he goes super crazy.
Right.
All right. I'll give you that.
He brought her a gift and everything.
This makes sense to him. Yeah. You know.
So, yeah, she turns around. Bruce Wayne's gone. The gift opens. It's like some dead flowers on like a pop-out hand.
Why does she open it? I don't get why would she even bother?
Well, because the poisonous gas might be flooding in her apartment or something.
Like, it's not while it's closed. So, like, just put the shit outside.
And it's a gift. It's rude not to open it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm kind of with the, like, not necessarily that I wouldn't want to open it to find out what's in there, but, like, I might call the bomb squad or something first. Like, somebody check this out.
Anyway. So now Joker interrupts the mayor's press conference. The mayor's trying to cancel the bicentennial
parade.
Yep. And he's like, I'll get people out. You know, I'm going to dump $20 million to the crowd.
Yeah. And everybody's real interested in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, yeah, we're going to have a great time. And this is brought to you all by the Joker. Mm-hmm. And all I want is Batman to show up. And we could, you know, we could have it out. Wouldn't that be cool?
Call it like the Dookaroo. Right. Yeah, and meanwhile, Bruce Wayne over here is having a flashback to his parents' death.
Yeah, he's remembering from the line, "Do you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?" And he realizes it's the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun.
Now, does the pearl necklace start here, or was that in the comics too?
I think it was in the comics.
I believe that was, yeah.
I believe. I'm not 100% sure. Mm-hmm. Though, so.
Shattering to the ground when they get shot, Rob.
I was lobbing it up there. I thought Rob was going to jump right on that. He doesn't rub other men's rumors.
No, I do not. I was going to let somebody else spike that one.
But yeah, so we do get the cinematic origin of Batman when his parents get shot. We see it's Jack Napier, and I believe that's Bob the Goon with him. Right?
It doesn't say.
Some other guy.
Okay, whatever. But so now he's uber pissed. He's like, all right, fuck it. It is on.
And Alfred's like, oh yeah, I took the liberty of spilling the beans on your biggest secret.
Fuck, Alfred. Here's like, what Vicky the fuck, Vale. Dude?
All right.
To a fucking photographer reporter. Like, what the fuck, dude? If she gets mad at me once, I'm fucking all over the place. Like,
you're going to get me killed?
Where'd you learn to keep a secret, you hairy piece of shit?
Alfred, you're going to get me killed over a woman?
So he's like, fuck it, I'm just going to go blow the whole chemical company up.
Yeah. Batmobile. Batmobile, get him.
Rage boner.
And this is when it goes from, like, you know, I'm going to try not to kill people to, like, you got 10 seconds to leave and this whole place is going to blow up.
Not even.
Yeah. Like, this one's going right between your legs. Like,
he drives about a million, like, all, like, 10, 15 goons surround it, shooting at it, shields up. Fucking drops these grenades out, and as soon as they stop rolling, bang!
It's the whole damn place up.
It would be funny, though, if they were just, like, smoke grenades. He's like, I'm just gonna drop some smoke grenades, then go in there and clean up. But
smoke grenades set everything
just
off.
Just the force just caused an explosion with all the chemicals.
Oops.
He's just running out like, oh.
That's not what I meant to do.
That'd have been a nice outtake.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be smoke grenades.
Yeah. That escalated quickly.
Alfred!
This is on you, Alfred.
I will say, perhaps in his defense, though, the minute the Batmobile shoots some Gatling guns to bust down your door, I'm out.
Like, yeah.
Fuck that shit.
So isn't the Joker's, like, talking shit to him from the air?
Yeah.
You know, he's got his branded helicopter.
Like, yeah, I was in another castle. Yeah. See you later.
So, yeah, we're going to go have a parade.
Yep. Cue the prince again.
Trust.
He's dancing to Trust. He's tossing out money.
Trash bags.
Yeah. You say throwing out money to the trash bags?
Throwing money out of trash bags.
Oh, out of trash bags. Okay.
Yeah. Out of trash bags to trash bags.
Yeah, that's fair. We got some funky balloons coming down the street. They just currently just kind of look like normal hot air balloons.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's having a great time getting paid.
It's all fun and dandy until we see some signs that Batman's around.
Get the Batplane.
Yeah, we get some...
super dope Batwing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Batwing.
So I was a little confused by, like... He has a jet engine on his car, but he doesn't really have one on the plane. I presume there's one somewhere, but you think you put the big thruster on that.
I don't know.
Well, with the car, it's all about speed. With the plane, it's all about control.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just making this up. It looks cool. Yeah, it looks cool. Dope as hell. So I
have no idea how it works, but I love it. Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but I like it.
Yeah.
Joker's like, shit, we got to get this show on the road.
Gas him. Mm. So everybody puts on their masks. They start these balloons start spewing gas everywhere. Everybody starts dying left and right.
So what is Knox's plan here? Because he's in the car with Vicky Vale, right? And he goes to his trunk and he gets a baseball bat and like a surgical mask.
He is trying to knock out the people holding the balloons in the hopes they will float away.
Which is working.
I would be like, I'm going to knock out one guy and take his gas mask.
That would have been a better plan.
I'm going to knock out another guy and give the other gas mask to Vicky Vale.
I probably would have. I mean, this is questionable, I guess, ethically or morally, but I probably would have also gotten that guy's gun and started shooting the others. But, yeah.
Yeah, once the poison gas comes out, you know, all bets are off.
Yeah. Like, try and convict me in a court of law. We'll see.
And I was writing something at this point, but how did he end up on the hood of the car and Vicky Vale crashed him into an alley?
She was driving off. He jumped on the car. Okay. In my mind, I'm like, bitch, you leaving me?
Yeah.
He jumps on the hood.
I think it literally was like, don't try and leave with my car. Fuck you.
Well, some gross dude landed on her window, so she freaked out.
And screamed. Again.
So Batman's like, I got this. I got the little bat pincher, the bat scissors on the front of my plane.
The bat multi-tool on the front there. Whatever the hell is. But, he snags all the wires from the balloons. Just
built this vehicle to be a dick and fly around clipping power lines.
I was kind of wondering, like, what is that for?
Like, he's originally going to just fly into crowds of people and just...
Seriously.
Because you think it would make more sense if just the wings were blades and he just cut the wires that way? Because now you have to...
Well, that brings a whole other slew of problems.
Only very specific things that could fit through the two big wings.
But yeah, that's the thing. Other than this scenario, what could you possibly have thought you'd be doing with this?
Maybe you could bring a really big balloon to somebody with the Batwing.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's just be an absolute jerk to a hot air balloon.
maybe it's some run-ins with Kite Man. But yeah, so... he grabs these balloons, he goes flying away, dumps them off so they can float off.
He stole my balloons!
My balloons! He stole my balloons!
He does a dick move here.
Yeah.
He does. Joker's so pissed that his balloons were stolen that he tells Bob to give him his gun, takes it, immediately shoots Bob.
Poor Bob.
Bob is dead, and the new right hand is elected, and he tells him, get these people out of here, I need some alone time.
That's what happens when you hang out with the Joker.
Well, yeah. That was going to be his fate one way or another. Yeah. But Batman does some awesome shit here.
He's like, hold on, I got to take time to showboat.
Yeah.
I appreciated it.
Yeah.
He's flying up to the clouds, silhouetted nicely against the moon.
And everyone got a boner.
Yeah. Yep. Well, not everyone. I already had a boner. I completed.
Oh, okay.
At this point. I gave Mrs. Wayne a boner.
There it is. So, he comes flying back down, and again, this is where he's like, hey, you know that thing about, like, protecting people and, you know, I don't kill?
Yeah, there's no justification for this.
You got rockets, Gatling guns, just shoot the shadow of goon.
Everything must die.
Yeah. Joker was trying to kill the entire town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's like there's no way you could defend this.
No,
any last resort or anything. He's just like, no, I'm just killing them now.
Yeah, this wasn't like I know I was proven wrong because I could have sworn I remembered seeing people running out of that building, but like this was there's no question about it. He's trying to kill.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently his targeting system is way off or something. Because several missiles and Gatling guns and whatever, and he can't hit the Joker for shit.
The Joker's targeting system is way on with his pants gun.
Yeah, that is... I mean... Well, A, apparently he's had that thing down his pants the whole time. Yep. And that's, in itself, is a...
I mean, Jack Napier keeps his...
Yeah, but this was like 3 feet long.
Yeah, he's learned how to deal with a giant weapon in his pants before, right?
That's fair.
Nothing new to him.
But
it also, the barrel telescopes?
Yeah. Which means it probably just explodes when you fire a bullet through it.
Yeah, or just violently pushes the barrel back at you.
Yeah, well, you know, one of those two.
That's the best case scenario.
Yeah. But either way, like...
It takes down a jet.
Yeah, I very highly question the accuracy of such a weapon.
Because, I mean, you could say, well, maybe it's up-chambered to, like, rifle rounds, but it's not. It's a revolver cylinder. I don't know how that one shot hits and shoots down a plane.
The Batwing, too, like a hardcore badass plane.
Yeah.
Well, it should be. It's called as badass. Plane should badass.
Yeah, near as I can figure, he shot through the cockpit, and then, like, Batman's controls were out, so the plane went down. But wouldn't the cockpit be bulletproof? Like, your car is bulletproof? Like,
yeah. Well, let's think.
I knew I was going to have to fight some giant balloons one day, but never thought I'd have somebody shoot at me.
The idea on defending a plane usually with what little armor you can put on one is you just put that around like the fuel tank, the pilots, the control, and like the engine, and then like everything else, you just hope the bullet goes through.
Yeah. Also, this dude has no ejector seat.
Yeah, he should.
It was that or the scissors. Can't have everything. You only got so much room inside the Batwing.
I guess. Let's see. I've got the rockets. I've got
barely
the
put an engine in it.
Yeah. I'm already forgetting. Do we see how he gets out?
Yeah, well,
sort of.
He was under the wing.
Yeah, he climbs out of rubble, not the cockpit. Yeah. It was weird. Made no sense.
It's like, check this out. I'm totally going to land this plane on this historic landmark. Crash that into the stairs.
Yeah, why not?
Well, this HO scale model of this historic landmark.
Which was essentially Dracula's castle from Castlevania. We'll get to that later with the architecture, but it's weird.
Yeah.
Some of the balloon scenes, I was waiting for like a real hand to come down like and set him in the right place. Like, the scale is so small, like a real hand. Like, oh no, it should be over here. Like,
waiting for Godzilla to show up.
Oh no, here comes the evil mittens, and just a cat comes.
All right. So yeah, Joker, like, he calls for a pickup on the cathedral in 10 minutes. And like just grabs Vicky Vale and
it's time for us to go. We're gonna elope. I no longer care if you consent.
Batman was like, I was under the wing the whole time.
Hey, where'd you go?
I don't know how I got there.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked, but whatever. Mm-hmm. So now it's chase up this cathedral.
Now here's another point where I was writing something and I didn't notice what happened, but like the Joker walks in with Vicky Vale and they just start going up the stairs, and then Batman like knocks over all the pews.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He fell over.
Oh, he just fell on him? Okay.
Yeah, he just survived a plane crash.
Or is he just that angry? Yeah, he just
No, he was falling down.
Right. Yeah.
He wasn't walking so much as a series of falling downs.
He's trying to walk off that concussion and it's not working out so great.
Well, I mean, by the end, he walks it off.
He does. Yeah.
I don't want to watch that soon. Pulling down. I don't want to watch it soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of how I'm feeling.
It's on the list, man. It's on the list.
Well, if you donate to our
I mean, speaking of Batman, you know, it's a Joel Schumacher flick.
Yeah. A few watchable ones. Anyway.
So yeah, Joker gets to the top of the tower here with Vale, and he's like, acid flower to the bell, knocks that shit down.
Yep. Destroys a bunch of the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Seals Batman up there with him.
And the police just give up.
Yep.
Basically what happens.
Gordon wasn't walking up all those stairs.
Sure
anyway.
Wasn't.
No. He was not.
He's like, fuck that.
He was going to make one of the other officers like, carry him.
Yeah. It's like someone's falling off the top of that cathedral. The other person's going to have to climb down. So we're good.
Yeah, we'll get them when they come down.
Yeah.
So his tactic is just, hey guys, work the spotlights. Get a glimpse of the side of this building. See what's happening.
So I'm convinced in the next scene that Joker, when he was buying goons, he paid for like a really good goon, and they just picked like two goons out of the clearance bin and shrink wrapped it with that goon. And he's like, I guess I'll take these guys.
It was a bundle. Yeah,
they were accessory goons.
It was always bundles.
Because holy shit, these first two guys are terrible. This guy's like, I have pointy shoes, and he's going to like drop kick them. So I literally think Batman just pushes him over, and that's it.
Yeah, well, he gets like this like little thing out of his wrist.
Looked like a gas pedal came out of
looks
his
like
wrist.
A spatula like popped out. I think he gets him right in the nerds with that.
Yeah, right in the balls.
Either way, the guy's just it's like one move, the guy's down.
Yeah.
But that's still way better than the second guy.
who just comes flying out at him like a wild monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to him, Joe?
Just crashes right through the floor and falls and dies. Batman doesn't even do anything. Like, I think he was legitimately surprised.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I guess that happened.
I will say, to be fair to him, however, like, I don't think he thought he was going through that floor. Like, yeah. He didn't realize how rotten this place was.
But the third guy, though.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Yeah, that third guy was worth the investment. This guy comes out and just starts beating Batman's ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Keaton's like, dude, I can't move in this costume.
That's really not fair.
He had his little headphones on with Wesley Willis just mm-hmm. rocking out.
He did kick Batman.
Beating him with a chain and everything.
He was an asshole in the first place.
And just throws him, down the bell tower.
Meanwhile, the Joker and Vicky are having a nice dance.
And Vicky's like having like narcoleptic fits over here. I don't know if she's just in shock or maybe she just couldn't handle climbing all those stairs.
She's just sandbagging it.
Yeah.
You're gonna make you carry me?
Yeah.
So
that's fair.
So this guy, you're like, this guy just killed Batman. Then Batman's like, surprise. Pops up with the Hurricane Rana, throws him over the edge.
Yeah. They will see you later.
Mm-hmm.
So now.
That guy's dead.
That guy's dead.
All three. Well, the guy he pushed over might have lived, right. But the other two are dead.
Yeah. Well, the second one's dead because of his own
fault. Yeah. The second one committed suicide.
Batman had nothing to do with that.
And the third one was kind of, and arguably he was pushed into it.
Yeah, well, he's like, if I get back up there, he's just going to kick my ass again. I got to get him with a cheap shot.
Yeah.
But now, we get some Vicky Vale lays on the seduction a little bit.
Yeah.
Some gross ass sleeve makeouts.
Yeah. Your armpit.
She sees Batman's coming, so she's trying to distract him. So, yeah.
Joker's like, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to see where it goes.
And I'm also questioning where it was supposed to be going, because she kind of lowers herself from camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Batman's behind her. She's she's getting out of the way.
It's also like, where are my goons?
Yeah.
But so Batman's just like, you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? Just punches him square in the face.
Yeah, and at this point we see the difference between just a Jack Nicholson and face paint. And, like, Batman just beating the crap out of an old man.
Well, he tries to land a punch. It's like, I'm wearing body armor. Punches his fake teeth out.
This is the only one I do question a little, just because I get it's the Joker. The Joker typically is, not as combat effective. And so this is how this fight would go.
Tell that to Tim Drake. Never mind.
Well, against Batman, all right? A 12-year-old boy who's chained up is a different story. Mm. But anyway.
Oh, are we talking about Kevin Spacey again?
Oh,
jeez. No, but like, I don't buy it as much here because I'm like, that's fucking Jack Nicholson. Like, I think he could put up a good fight against Michael Keaton.
It was Jason Todd. Sorry, not to be.
Yeah,
no, I don't know letters. No letters about
them. They've all gotten their ass kicked at some point.
I mean, we haven't answered a letter in months as it is.
I know we need to.
We really are behind on that. Sorry, everybody.
So anyway, Batman's really putting the beats down.
But the Joker somehow, I don't know how he pulls this move off. Like, he's like, I'm going to fall over the edge. And he did. And like, okay, maybe there's a little ledge he could stand on. But he grabs both of them and just flips them over. Like surprise, and now they're like hanging off the second ledge, and he's standing on the first one. I'm like, I don't know how the physics of that one worked. Yeah.
Let's go with it.
Sure.
Yeah. There's more of that to come.
Don't think too hard.
And he's having a great time. Rather than finish him off, he's like dancing around, saying like, they don't make them like they used to, and he's trying to like break the ledge and stuff.
Well, he's trying to finish him off, but he's having a good time doing it with the... can I give you a hand? And his hand comes.
Yeah,
I don't know how he prepared for that either, but whatever.
See, like, that's the thing I appreciate about this Joker performance. Mm-hmm. Like, even when he's getting his ass kicked, he's still the Joker.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Just like the whole fake teeth thing, we're punching him out. Like, His timing is on point with that one. He's like, I got this.
Well, it's even so like...
he's having a good time.
Just before he goes over the ledge, he's like, you wouldn't hit a guy with glasses. And he just has glasses to put on for that.
I got this.
I've been carrying these around for months waiting for this opportunity.
My favorite one with that, though, is Wreck-It Ralph, where he takes the glasses off and just beats him over the head. He's like, you hit a guy with glasses. Well played.
Can't top that. But yeah, like... not just the jokes, but like in general, like the fact that he is enjoying all this, I really appreciate it. Like that's nice.
So yeah, he's like, fuck it, I'm just gonna escape on the helicopter.
Yeah, the helicopter's showing up now. It's time for me to go. You guys have a great time. Fall, don't fall, whatever.
Hey, Joker, what's Batman do? Oh yeah, hook shot.
With what would ultimately lead to every single Batman toy from Kenner having a bolo weapon from ever.
Yeah, from now until the end of time.
And it bled through to all the other franchises.
Yep. You buy a superhero toy? Oh, bolo weapon. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got Predator? Bolo weapon.
Why does Superman need a bolo? Because he just has it.
Same reason.
Because the Ninja Turtles have one and he needs to keep up.
It comes out of the S in his chest.
Yeah.
There probably is one where there's like a plastic bolo you wind around his S and push a button on his back. Shoots off like a helicopter.
That might be. But anyway, yeah, it wraps around this gargoyle and the Joker's leg. And the Joker's just holding on to this ladder from the helicopter. Can't go anywhere, but he's not like...
guys in the helicopter aren't doing him any favors either.
Yeah, they're trying to leave, and he's just like, I guess I'm just going to wait here till this figures itself out. I don't know what the deal is. But yeah, ultimately, and first of all, like the fact that the gargoyle gives before his leg does... that's kind of, I don't think that's happening. But,
yeah. It was that gargoyle in Skyrim that, you know, you push over on the, on the wedding day.
But, so the gargoyle comes loose, it's weighing him down, and he's like, well, that's the end for me, folks. He slips off the ladder.
Check out. Do you know how long it took me to figure that out in Skyrim? Because I wasn't paying attention when it tells you to go do that. I looked somewhere else, and I'm like, damn, where can I stand to shoot this lady and, like, not get caught? Like,
I've never done that, I don't think. Is that for the Assassin's Guild? Or?
Yeah. I think the first time I put an explosive rune where they go to stand on that balcony, they just went out there to address the crowd and blew up.
Okay.
Sorry.
I never thought of that. So anyway, Joker finally slips. He turns into a little animation himself and falls to his death. Batman and Vicki Vale are hanging on for dear life. They finally start to slip.
Which do you think looked shittier? Joker falling here to his death, or Dick Jones from RoboCop with the Stretch Armstrong arms?
This was like Joker's face turned into a cartoon as he was falling. But those arms were real silly.
RoboCop was worse.
That was worse. I think we could all agree, when it comes to falling off a building, Simon Gruber.
Oh, yeah.
The best. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
He did it right. Gruber? Or not Simon Gruber. Hans Gruber.
We know who we meant.
I know. It's just like, I was trying to think, I'm like, Simon Gruber, is that a different
game? Simon Gruber burned to death in a helicopter.
Ah.
In Die Hard 3.
Right.
And spoiler alert, beautiful job when he got his revenge on Dumbledore. Anyway. Never mind. All right. That's just for me. Forget you. So,
and also when he killed Mufasa.
He's been behind everything.
The Groovers are always in cahoots.
He was the one that ordered the Death Star to fire on the Alderaan.
It's back to this movie.
Whatever. Anyway, Alderaan. That's one.
So they're like, hey, do we have enough hook shots? Nah, one more.
Yeah. So... yeah, we're hanging from the side of the building. We get down somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Well, they fall and then hook shot.
Well, yeah, but then he's just hanging on the side of the building. Yeah, then they're just swinging around. I would really like to hear, like, there's all this shit going on. There's the Joker's helicopter. Mm-hmm. Apparently his goons get away. The Joker falls. Mm-hmm. Batman's hanging from the side. And judging by the spotlights, the cops are still just like, I don't know what's happened. What? What's going on? Because they're just all over the place. Mm-hmm. There's no focus.
Batman and Vicky are hanging there, and Batman's like, all right, Vicky Vale, I need you to get a power bar out of my belt. I'm going to hold on to this rope. You feed me the power bar, and I will get enough power to pull us up on this line.
Is that how the video game
So then there's laughing, And then, like,
not here,
Joker gets the last laugh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah, we see, we get, again, another, like, kind of haunting shot as we're just panning down on the Joker smashed into the sidewalk. And you hear this laughing, but it turns out he just has some little laughing box in his pocket or whatever this was.
It's too bad it wasn't the same effects as in Dread.
That would be terrible.
I don't know if I can handle Jack Nicholson's face imploding.
But yeah, so we now see everybody's gathered together. The mayor's talking about how, you know, crime has been rid from our city. Things are getting better. Everybody's going to be hunky-dory now. And by the way, if we ever need Batman again, he gave us a little gift. And it's the bat signal. And we, you know, they shine that off just to show it works, I guess.
And I shine one off.
Yeah, Vicki Vale gets into the car with Alfred. And they drive off happily ever after to sunset.
Well, he's like, yeah, Bruce isn't coming back for you.
Yeah. It's just me, baby. Yeah,
he loves Batman more than he loves you.
Prepare for psychological damage.
Yeah.
No, he's like, but you know the secret, so I am going to kill you.
Correct. She's never seen or heard from him.
Nope.
Yep. Oh, no, she's picturing...
It'd be like five of these, you never hear from.
And I'm just picturing the Godfather, just... Albert's like, all right, but I'm keeping the cannoli. Anyway, no, but yeah, they drive off and he's like, you know, Bruce is going to be late, whatever. And we pan up, we see Batman sitting on the side of the building, looking at his bat signal, being badass and listening to awesome music. And that's it. That's Batman, 1989. So on RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 72%. Audience gave this a score of 84%. That's their thoughts and opinions. What are your thoughts and opinions / recommendations on this one? Let's go, Brian.
I still enjoy this movie. I would definitely say watch it or recommend it. There are some things, you know, as adult, that I'm like, oh, this could have been done a little better, but it's not enough to take away from my enjoyment of the movie. I know I still have some nostalgia stuff tied to it, too. But, yeah, thoroughly, I enjoy it. I really do.
All right. Rob.
I mean, this is still my favorite Batman movie. I enjoy it very much. I totally recommend it. It's great.
All right, Joe.
Top five Batman movies. Dylon, Lego Batman, this Batman, then The Dark Knight.
In that order?
In that order.
Okay.
Two Dylons first.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Lego Batman's my favorite Batman movie, then this one.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You should definitely check it.
Well, I have nowhere near the attachment to Batman that everybody else at this table does. So, like, to me, it's not like I don't go crazy when a Batman movie's coming out. I just really like the Lego Batman.
I love the Lego Batman movie. It's a
touching homoerotic tale of Batman and Joker's weird love relationship.
Yeah.
I don't almost feel like it can be held to the same category because it's very, in a lot of ways, very little about Batman.
I don't know. I think it touches on him.
It does in a lot of ways, but it's also kind of like Lego Batman is like a separate character almost.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
How many other Batman movies have Godzilla accidentally taken out Sauron with his fire breath?
That is true.
And then sneaking
Ryan
away.
I haven't seen it.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Did I buy that one?
Anyway, so.
Maybe? I don't remember.
This movie does some stupid shit. That's. Normally, I would find kind of inexcusable, but I think this movie captures the bright essence that kind of gives it a pass. Whereas, like the Christopher Nolan a Batman movie seem to have they're like hyper realistic, but then something stupid happens and it totally just checks you out of the movie. And while I would say that I do like Heath Ledger's Joker better than Jack Nicholson's Joker. Jack Nicholson's Joker is almost as good. It's still really good. Both times, I think the character was nailed. However, Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne, way better than... Why can I never remember this guy's name?
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You're that guy.
Good for you.
I put a name tag for Christian on the Baylor at work.
Nice.
It's Christian Baylor. So anyway...
And you can't remember his name?
No.
God damn it, Joe.
So, anyway.
Now the Baylor's just handing out Chick Tracks to everybody. It's weird.
So that being said, that's why I like this one better than The Dark Knight. You know, I think, you know, you got the best Batman in your movie. It's probably going to be the best Batman movie, though. I did enjoy the Lego Batman movie the best, though. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, this is going on too long. Ramble. I like it. Recommend.
All right. For me, yeah, total recommend. Whatever, like, you can say what you want about miniatures or bad animation, but that's kind of a product of the times. And I think, you know, especially because this was one of the first of, like, the darker series, more, like, serious adult style for superhero movies. So I forgive a lot of the little, like, dumber parts and whatever, because they're trying something new. So, you know, you're bound to make a few mistakes on your first run. But there's certainly not enough to really... I mean, I know we mocked some of it here, but probably not enough to make this episode as funny as it should be. But whatever. It's a great movie. I definitely recommend this. Like, for sure, it's... this might be, I think, my favorite Batman movie.
There's no bullshit with the fucking microwave. Like in the Dark... Whatever the first one, Batman Begins.
Let's leave the no ones alone. We'll leave the no ones alone until we get there.
Well, I mean, there's microwave bullshit in the Lego Batman movie.
There is, but he's microwaving a...
He's reheating his lobster thermidor.
I don't know, totally different.
Yeah. It's just, let's not go there. I could go for a while. Yeah, let's not go down that rabbit hole.
I don't even remember anything about Batman Begins.
That's for the best.
Off air. So, what else do we have for the people now, Brian? Because this was recommends from us all, so we're recommending Batman. What else we got, Brian?
So this was our first sponsored episode.
Yeah.
From Ricky. Thanks again, Ricky.
Thank you again, Ricky. Thank you for making it a nice, enjoyable film.
Yes. So now we're gonna go back to rolling. We went a little bit out of order to make timing work a little better.
Sorry, everybody,
but it's okay. So now it's Joe's turn to roll. Get the D20 of fate.
Let that 20 recharge some mojo.
See which movie we're gonna watch next. Hopefully it'll.
And now
be awesome.
If I understand the schedule here, Brian, so I will roll, and then the four of us will roll again, and then we will do another sponsored episode.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a die roll. Hoopada! 13, unlucky number.
We'll see.
And that 20 eludes me.
I mean, it's 2002's that's Blade not good. 2.
That's not
Blade
good.
Two. Okay. So, all right.
You guys, you get that. You got that, I guess.
Blade 2.
All right.
Yep.
Blade. I mean, we'll have stuff to talk about.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
I think that's in the right wheelhouse. If I could sit through it and we'd have fun to talk about it without it... Going one way or the other.
Sure. Adventures of Daywalker.
It's another superhero film. Yeah. That's for sure.
And Del Toro.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. Is Ryan Reynolds in this one?
No. The third one. That's the third one. All right. It's Blade Trinity.
This one has, what's his name? Big Chin. Not Robert Zadar. Hellboy.
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
Not really Big Chin, so much as a big face.
So anyway, we'll get into that more next week with Blade 2, but what do we want to tell the people, Rob?
Well, guys, we want to thank you, first of all, for listening to our first sponsored episode. If you'd like to sponsor your own episode, you can donate $20 to our PayPal account at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. You can tell us whatever movie you want to see or hear us do, and we will bow and kowtow and do whatever you want. But if you enjoyed the show in the meantime, please check out our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com and consider subscribing. We new episode every week. Help spread the word about the show by leaving a positive review on iTunes and liking us on Facebook and following us on Twitter at 4ampodcast. It would really help us out. And of course, our email, as always, is the4ampodcast@gmail.com.
All right. So thank you all for listening. Big thank you again to Ricky. I meant to put something up front for this, but thank you for sponsoring this episode. And we hope you all join us next time for Blade 2. But until then,
deuces.
Later.
Thank you, Ricky.
Good night, everybody.
I'm Batman.